This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. It's looking much brighter for the West End Cultural Center after the beloved venue surpassed its fundraising goal in just 1 week, raising more than $70,000. The call for help asks the community to raise $50,000 by the end of the month to cover essential bills, retain staff, and keep shows on the calendar. The West End Cultural Center's Artistic and Executive Director, Jorge Requena Ramos, says the response has been deeply moving.
Well, it's an incredibly heartwarming moment. It is very clear to us that the community cares about this place enormously. The majority of the donations were $20 to $50 donations. There were small donations that were done, with people's hearts. And, there's lots of people that donated, which is amazing.
Before the fundraiser, the center was facing a serious cash flow issue.
And, the Western Cultural Center itself generates 85% of our funding, which is, it's a complicated thing to do for non-for-profits in general. But the things have been getting harder and harder and harder as we get away from the post-pandemic recovery. And as inflation goes out, obviously people are going out less. They're not having that second or third beer. And that is something that is currently affecting us in our current model.
Despite these challenges, the West End Cultural Center has remained a cornerstone of Winnipeg's music scene, uplifting local artists, offering inclusive programming, and hosting free community events. Ramos says for many artists here in Winnipeg, performing on the stage at the West End Cultural Center was a rite of passage.
You can ask musicians in Winnipeg. Many musicians in Winnipeg developed on a stage and remember us taking a chance on their act. A lot of musicians had their first sold-out show here at the Western Cultural Center through the Western Cultural Center network, right, of listeners of music and lovers of music.
The success of the fundraiser brings immediate relief, but it also marks a turning point. Ramos says the center is now working toward long-term sustainability, including building a stronger donor network and encouraging monthly giving. But the biggest goal, bringing audiences back through the doors.
The ultimate solution is bringing back audiences to the Western Cultural Center. So anything we're doing moving forward is dedicated to bringing back audiences to the Western Cultural Center and ensuring that the experiences they have at the Western Cultural Center are memories that they're going to have forever. So that is the work that we're working on right now.
The team is already planning an exciting spring season featuring local favorites like Tired Kozak and Michael Summer, along with well-loved touring artists. And with the West End Cultural Center's 40th anniversary just 2 years away, Ramos hopes this moment will spark a renewed love for live music.
We want to make sure that we're offering that for young people that are currently in high school, for young people that are in university. We want them to kindle that love of live music the way that you and I did when it was our time.
Ramos says he hopes that this moment is a powerful new chapter for the West End Cultural Center. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.